Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Meet Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Their chefs handle the shopping and chopping, delivering fresh, fully cooked meals to your door. All you have to do is heat and enjoy. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And if you're looking to lose weight, Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Savor nutritious, premium meals no matter how busy life gets. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off and use code FACTOR50OFF to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
Please leave a message.
Hey, it's me.
Well, it's you.
San Diego, you, that is. Ugh, I'm here at the beach, sun's out, everything's looking up. Oh my gosh, the food. We love the spice. Oh, that show was so fun. Sand in my shoes and all. Anyway, wish you, I, me, we hope to see you soon.
Discover the best you at sandiego.org. Funded in part by San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yesterday marked the final day of the first stage of the OMA bombing inquiry. And I'm joined now by Helen Kerr, who was in OMA on that fateful day and provided a statement to the inquiry. Helen, you're welcome to the show and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
I want to get your sense in a moment of what you hope might be achieved by all of this. But just remind us, what had you in OMA that day and what you and your daughter experienced?
Daughter and I went down the town to buy new school uniform for the new term starting in September. And somebody told us there was a bomb scare up at the top of the town at the courthouse. So we moved down and we decided we'd go into the coffee shop. It was an upstairs coffee shop at the corner down the very bottom of the town. And a lot of people were in the coffee shop because they'd been moved down the town. And we were talking to the owner of it and she asked what was going on. I told her there was a bomb scare up the town. But we were only sitting down for a coffee 5 minutes when the bomb went off and was right outside on the street below. And the glass shattered around my face. But luckily, it was only minor injuries. I had glass everywhere, but nothing too serious, but the silence at the time of it was, and then the screaming started and the glass spray falling, and we tried to make our way out down the stairs. We got out onto the street. I still imagined it was up at the top of the town. It was just the effects of it, but I wasn't prepared for the sights we saw outside, and they'll live with me to this day, and the smell and the water running and the panic and people screaming and looking for friends and children and everything. And it was horrific, a horrific scene.
What was the smell?
A burning smell, but a strange burning smell. I can still recall it, but I can't describe it, what it really smelt like. And obviously it was some of the bodies were burnt and things, and must have been from the explosion. And walking to try and get out of it, walking through the water running down with glass underneath and the blood in the water, people lying about, and tried not to look, but you couldn't help but see all. And it was about an hour later before we managed to get out of the and get home. But and then we took off our clothes, the amount of glass that came out of everything. We were very, very lucky that we didn't have, there was a lot worse. Yeah. And it still affects us to this day. I think it'll never, you could close your eyes and see it every day.
Yeah. Your daughter too, I'm sure it must affect her.
Yes, she was 15 at the time, and she knew some of the young girls that were killed had been primary school with her, and she knew them, and it did affect her, but she just does not talk about it and doesn't want to.
Yeah. What do you think might be achieved by the inquiry?
I'm not sure whether anything really will come out of it. I would like to think there was, and that they would somehow be able to bring the guilty people to, I don't know what, to make them think about what they've done. Because there was so many that day down the town, and it was a happy sunny day when it had been wet all week, and it was, you know, really a lovely day. But I don't know whether anything, I would like to think there will be something come out of it, but it's not going to change anything for the people who lost someone.
Are there things today that would trigger those memories for you? I mean, is it being in that part of the town, or that smell you describe as well, something close to it?
I can smell it any time if I think about it, but I try. Yes, sometimes when I walk down there, and it took us a long time to walk down past it, but I do it now. But even from that day, loud bangs, I'm wary of cars if I think they're parked. And when I go in holiday or anything, I always look where the nearest fire escape is. Maybe just the thought of getting out of somewhere if something happened. I still do that to this day if I'm somewhere.
And I suspect, I mean, you'll always do that, and your daughter on some level will always do that. And anyone who was in the town that day.
Yes. But I got great help. My family and friends and the Wave Trauma Centre in Omagh has been a great help to me over the years, and to many others from other atrocities as well as the Omagh bombing. They deal with everybody that's been affected.
But somebody else who was obviously there that day is listening, and after getting in touch and says, listening to Helen brings me back to Omagh. I'll never forget the bang of the explosions or the sirens all night of the ambulances. It will live with me forever.
Yes. You know, I used to jump at any sign of a ambulance or anything after it for a long time. I still don't like to hear them, but it's not so bad now. But just I think of all the poor people, innocent people, and some of them suffered terrible injuries, and they're still to this day suffering from them.
They are, yeah. Listen, Helen, thank you so much for speaking to us. Helen Kerr was in the coffee shop on the day. She was there with her daughter, and she provided a statement to the inquiry, the final day of the first stage, done and dusted. And I think maybe a lot of people maybe kind of dispirited, but would agree with Helen's sentiment. What's it going to achieve? We don't know. Will it achieve anything for those impacted? Will it bring anybody closer to justice? We don't know, but you can live in hope. Helen, thank you again.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Optimize your nutrition with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart and Protein Plus. Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.